If it's Saturday morning, it's Fair Shake. And joining me on the Thompson Insurance Zoom line, it's producer Chip, everybody's favorite producer. I hear all the time how much everybody loves producer Chip.
I do. I appreciate that. Thank you, everyone.
But joining us today, Chip, the man who produced the music for today's show, which we'll talk about.
I handed him the keys. I took some time off this week and let
did you do? Did you do anything productive with that time?
I produced. Okay. I was productive producing, but I didn't produce the music. I produced.
Okay. There we go. It's Old School Mook. You know him. Everybody knows Old School Mook. But today's a special day. It's May 16th. And back in 1974?
Five,
like I said. Old School Mook presented himself to the world. And now he's a spry 51-year-old part-time radio person who produced our music today. Happy birthday, Mook.
Well, very much appreciation. I'm not sure once you get past 50, you should keep celebrating, but we probably will. I have a feeling.
Better than the alternative, Gary.
Very, very true. Very true.
Well, happy birthday. And Thank you. Small birthday present from producer Chip, you are producing our bumper music today. Do you want to run down your list and maybe tell us why?
Yeah, I want to hear some backstories.
Well, I feel like on this show, a lot of my music from like the 84, 85, 86, it gets played a lot. So I didn't want to go back to those songs that get played quite
Chip
often.
Almost
so I
just wore out that song from the Breakfast Club.
Yeah, not allowed to play it anymore.
It's on the banned list now.
Mm-hmm. We love it.
But I just went back and looked at bands that I've seen live and that I love and I still listen to today. Some of my older stuff from the mid-90s all the way up until more recent times. So, of course, you know I had to pick Dave Matthews Band, my all-time favorite band, the band that I've seen more than anybody live in concert.
Over 20, right?
And I don't even – it's definitely over 20 at this point. I'm not sure how many we're at. But so I picked a couple of their jams, Tripping Billies and Don't Drink the Water, a couple of classics from them. A band from Chicago, Illinois, Local H, I've always liked. They were a mid-90s alternative nation band. Chip and I, that was kind of
definitely
the times him and I would stay up late at night.
And if people don't know Local H, I think they'll know that song.
I'm sure they will. It's a two-man band that makes a lot of noise, and I really, really like them. Of course, Pearl Jam, Better Man, love that song. They were great live, but guys have been doing it for a long, long time, so been around forever. I love them. A bit of a, I'd say early to mid-2000s. Kings of Leon, saw them live in concert just a couple years ago. Fantastic band. Their song Radioactive is the one I picked for this one. Thought it was a good bumper music. Smashing Pumpkins, of course. That also takes you back to the Alternative Nation days with Chip and Charleston, Illinois, Eastern Illinois.
A good day.
One of their greats. And then kind of a new band that I kind of came across about a year ago, a band named Goose. More of your jam band, but it's poppy jam band, I would say, music, but they play a lot. I saw them live twice last year. A song called Hunger Sight was probably their biggest song that came out, but that was the songs that I chose for bumper music this week.
Yeah,
got some good ones.
If you don't know Goose, this might be a good opportunity to dig into their catalog, because I became a big Goose fan last summer, but Hunger Sight's a good place to start. That's a great song. So, all right. Well, happy birthday.
Happy birthday,
Gary. Thank you.
We've got our fantasy spring sports rocking along. We're nearing the end, as we'll talk about in segment two, where I'm going to kind of just touch on all the sectionals that are coming up in all the sports. But Chip, you need some help in the sectional. You're a little bit behind, but Old School Mook and I are neck and neck up at the top.
I do need some help. I need to do some research too. I mean, it's not going to help that much, but I need to get in touch with some tennis coaches I need to get in touch with, and some of their scores are very hard to find. So there's a lot of mine not updated, so I'll get a bulk update. So I'll make it a little bit closer.
I am shocked at Jasper Tennis, who I had at one time last fall. I had the boys, and a successful tennis program like they are, it is impossible to find when they win or lose.
I haven't updated their score since April 16th, so I'm just going to send out an email to coach. And And I know, I think they want, yeah, they've got more than what I've got on there, but I just need to email coach and get the stats.
Yeah, that's what I had to do last year. I finally just emailed their athletic director and said, hey, what's your tennis record? Because you can't find it. But
kudos to my South. I know I congratulated them last week too, but my South Knox tennis team for always updating their scores and for being, I think, 16-0 on the season. So wow. Great tennis being played.
Yeah, the tennis sectionals are going to be something else. That Vincennes tennis sectional, I think it'll come down with South Knox and Washington. You never know, but that's going to be a dandy. And that Lagodi tennis sectional is going to be wild. Lagodi, North Davies, Bar Reeve, all playing great tennis. So we'll see, but there's going to be a lot of good stuff. But right now, and this was after Thursday, we haven't updated it from yesterday's stuff yet. I have 188. Mook is 185. Chip 113. Like you said, your tennis teams need some updating. But you're in third. But you never know. I mean, you've got Castle Golf, Evansville North Golf. They could make a move. Looks like Evansville North is down a little bit from what they have been. But
they're very young, junior, no seniors.
Yeah, they won, what, seven straight regionals or something crazy. So
Coach Bagby will get them going.
Yep. You never know. Never know. But right now it's neck and neck. So this fantasy season's going to come down to
the wire. I like where I sit right now. That Bar Reeve golf team is I think that's going to be the key in the entire thing. But I'm looking at multiple sectional championships here. So that's going to, unless there are upsets come in, I should have a 1A, a 2A, and a 3A sectional championship. I'm pretty confident in baseball. And then who knows in softball.
Good chance Washington could win the pack meet today, which will help, obviously. They've got a good chance between Boyd and McCarthy to be the medalist, so that could get you some points. Same way with me going up, Bar Eve going up to Terre Haute. I've got Bar Eve Golf. I think they've got a chance to win that and medal, so that could get you some points. But we'll see. You know, those conference tournaments are coming up. Chip, I haven't looked at the schedule. I'm sure Evansville North's conference is probably this Saturday. I'm guessing.
Yeah, I think it might be. I need to double check that.
Yeah, but good stuff. All right, let's take a break and then we'll get to the rest of the show. I'm going to do sectional previews. We're going to talk the Preakness Stakes, and then we're also going to talk PGA Championship. We're going to do one of those little storytelling things that we like to do here on Fair Shake and discuss what we'll call the working man's major. And we're going to do that after we hear from our great sponsors, but most importantly, Old School Mook, happy birthday today, my man.
Appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
Happy birthday.
Cause a trip bring me late.
Your internet should keep up with the way you need to use it. Whether you're watching your favorite show, uploading files, or running the smartest home in town, IntelliSync gives you fast, reliable internet backed by local people who are here when you need us. Simple plans, strong connection, service you can count on. Disclaimer, no calculator, spreadsheets, finger counting, advanced degrees, decoder rings, magnifying glasses, or Einstein level math required to understand your internet bill. Fees are not hiding in the bushes. Promotional fine print will not jump out 6 months later and scare your wallet. Well, that was easy. IntelliSync, delivered by RTC. The difference is who answers.
Sharp Trailers in Elnora is stocked with a wide range of products coming in nearly every day. The lot is filling up, the parts showroom is full, and the shop is hustling. If you need a new trailer, parts, or service on your trailer, now's the time to call at 812-692-5288. Sharp Trailers has livestock, dump, utility, tilt, flatbed, and tons of cargo trailers in stock. Visit sharptrailers.com for more information. Get ready for two big days of great live music in downtown Lagodi on the new Pavilion Stage. On Friday night, June 19th at the Lagodi Summerfest, we're proud to welcome country superstar Alex Miller from American Idol.
I've been mixing memories and gin, trying to get her off my mind again. So I'll pretend that I don't care and leave before I choke. I won't let you kill me with that second-hand smoke.
a little more country than you.
Saturday night, June 20th, they're back again by popular demand. The Extreme AC/DC Tribute, Dirty Deeds USA. Bring your lawn chairs and come join us for a great weekend of family fun at the Lagodi Summerfest, June 18th, 19th, and 20th in downtown Lagodi. Weather brought to you by the Dutch Pantry Deli and Bakery on Hart Street in Vincennes and in Odin. This week, Hawaiian ham is $6.59 a pound, regular chicken breast $7.89 a pound, and olive loaf is $6.19 a pound at the Dutch Pantry Deli and Bakery in Vincennes and Odin. Here's your forecast from the ABK Flooring Weather Center. Into the weekend we go. For today, we have a chance for rain and thunderstorms with gusty winds, highs at 82 degrees, chance for rain about 60%. Tonight, a 40% chance of more leftover showers with an overnight low at 66. Then sunny and warmer on Sunday, tomorrow's highs will reach 87. And a 40% chance for rain and thunderstorms back in Monday, temperatures at 88 degrees.
At Memories 107.9, we remember waiting for this sound. And we knew it took 5 minutes to get online.
Oh, I live with the notion that I don't need anyone but me. Don't drink the water. Don't drink the water. There's blood in the water. Don't drink the water.
Old School Moog, Big Dave Matthews Band, of course, did a whole segment on going to that concert last year on that Saturday. Always in late June, we make the trek up to Noblesville. It's my one time a year that I actually camp, and we go to the Friday Saturday show. So looking forward to that. Again, that was Don't Drink the Water by DMB. Well, this weekend is the Preakness Stakes, the middle jewel of horse racing's Triple Crown. And if you're not a diehard racing fan, the Preakness is the race that always feels like the party in the middle of spring. The Kentucky Derby gives you all the pageantry, the big hats, the mint juleps. Then 2 weeks later comes the Preakness. Faster, a little looser, maybe just a bit more unpredictable. And this year, I think unpredictability may be an understatement. For the first time in modern history, the Preakness won't be run at Pimlico Racecourse in Baltimore. Instead, the race moves temporarily to Laurel Park while Pimlico undergoes major reconstruction. So already horse racing fans are entering unfamiliar territory. There's another big twist, of course. Kentucky Derby winner Golden Tempo decided to skip the race entirely and rest up for the Belmont. So that means there will be no Triple Crown winner here in 2026. For casual fans, that probably is a little disappointing, but horse racing people will tell you this actually creates something interesting, and that is chaos. And if you listen to Howard Kravitz, of course, from the HHH Racing podcast, they will tell you that instead of one horse everybody's chasing, we have one of the most wide open fields in years. The early favorite is Iron Honor. And that horse, last I looked, was still at 9-2. Not exactly overwhelming favorite territory. This isn't one of those years where everybody points to it and says, yeah, that horse is unbeatable. And got a lot of picks. Then there's Taj Mahal, one of the local favorites, a horse that's undefeated at Laurel Park. Remember that when you place your bets. If you believe in horses liking a specific track, then this is your horse. Three races, three wins at Laurel. Ocelli is another name getting attention after finishing third in the Derby. Sometimes horses build momentum at exactly the right time, and bettors love a redemption story. If you want more in-depth analysis of these horses, go to Howard's podcast, HHH Racing Podcast, and you can get a little bit more than what I've done. I've kind of gathered some of the big hitters that I wanted to talk about, and then I'll give you my bets. And the one thing about the Preakness, remember, this race is shorter than the Kentucky Derby, 1 mile and 3/16. That means the pace can get aggressively quick. Horses don't have as much time to recover if they make mistakes early. The race itself will last at right around 2 minutes. And which I guess is one of the things that amazes me about horse racing. People spend months training, studying, traveling, preparing, all that build up, and then you know, you can't even finish your hot dog by the time the thing's over. But that's what makes it fantastic. So here's my picks for the 2026 Preakness. I really like Taj Mahal, 5-1, the winner. Again, undefeated at Laurel, and this race being moved there matters. Three races, three wins, home field advantage, and in horse racing, I think that's a real thing. Plus, people love the local angle. So I'm going to take a ticket with Taj Mahal at 5-1 to win it. I like Iron Honor at 9-2, the favorite. I like it getting second. It's going to be the morning line favorite, and it'll probably be favorite at race time. Chad Brown. Brown's the trainer. Everything I've read said that that horse has had strong workouts. Skip the Derby grind, fresh legs, that could matter. I like Ocelli to show 6-1, third at the Derby, and seems to be peaking at the right time. The sleeper horse that I like, and if you want a, hey, Brian O said it, so let's try it. I like Napoleon Solo at 8-1. That's the horse that I'm going with as my sleeper. He's got enough speed and enough value to blow up some exactas. So I'm going to do a win ticket on Taj Mahal, an exacta box with Taj Mahal and Iron Honor, and then I'm going to do a trifecta. Taj Mahal, Iron Honor, Ocelli, Napoleon Solo. I'm going to box that trifecta, see if we can make some money. And if you bet along with me, I hope you make some too. We'll be back on Fair Shake. We're going to talk about all the different sectionals that are coming up in high school sports. We got baseball and softball and golf and track and tennis, and they're all going to be good ones. And we'll talk about some of the angles that there are as we head into those. But before we hear from some of our great sponsors, let's hear from Pearl Jam.
Get ready for the ultimate race to success with Bobcat of Daviess County. Whether you're digging, hauling, or grading, Bobcat has you covered with our top-of-the-line equipment. So, if you want to stay ahead of the pack, come see us off Highway 50 in Washington. Because when it comes to speed and precision, we're the true champions. Visit Bobcat of Daviess County today and experience the thrill of victory with our unbeatable selection and expert service. Race ahead with Bobcat.
We are Bobcat of Daviess County.
Stop by and see Mark with Procom Satellite. Procom Satellite is proud to be the local entertainment expert of Washington for 14 years in Cali. Come visit today for an in-person demonstration of the Hopper Whole Home DVR from Dish and learn all the tips and tricks to make entertainment easy. When you shop with Procom Satellite, not only will you get the best-in-class customer service, you'll also be supporting your local community. Call 812-257-0333 or visit us today.
The Razor 94.5 WRZR is proud to present another great live show at the Astra Theater on the Square in downtown Jasper. Saturday night, June 13th, get ready for the Y Store with special guests Stackin' Eights live at the Astra.
Lack of water.
Get your tickets now at astratheater.com and come out for a great night of live music featuring the Y Store with Stackin' Eights Saturday, June 13th at the Astra on the Square in downtown Jasper. Proudly presented by the Razor 94.5 WRZR.
Rhodes Automotive is your reliable, prompt, and affordable auto repair. Whether you drive a car, SUV, truck, or diesel truck, Rhodes Automotive has you covered. Their technicians are ASE certified, and there's a 4-year, 48,000-mile warranty on all parts and labor. But here's the best about Rhodes Automotive. They offer a free shuttle service to get you to work or home while your vehicle gets the care it deserves. Business hours Monday through Thursday, 7 to 6, 812-642-5020.
Weather brought to you by the Legends Village Assisted Living in Washington.
The Legends Village is our area's most luxurious assisted living facility. Surprisingly, it also can be the most affordable. Hi, I'm Libby at the Legends Village. Come and see me to find out how you could save up to 60% in assisted living expense.
Here's your forecast from the ABK Flooring Weather Center. Into the weekend we go. For today, we have a chance for rain and thunderstorms with gusty winds, highs at 82 degrees, chance for rain about 60%. Tonight, a 40% chance of more leftover showers with an overnight low at 66. Then sunny and warmer on Sunday. Tomorrow's highs will reach 87. And a 40% chance for rain and thunderstorms back in Monday, temperatures at 88 degrees.
It's A Fair Shake, our new sports and more show with Brian Emmons. Saturday mornings at 9:10 on Memories 107.9 WAMW.
Old School Mook picking the music today because today is his birthday, and there's no more band that I think of immediately of Old School Mook than that band, Local H. We kind of like sectionals around here at Fair Shake, at Shake Broadcasting, and we are in for some doozies this spring, and the first one coming up is tennis. So I thought we'd take a look at that tennis sectionals. Vincent's Lincoln, sectional 7. I think it's going to end up being a showdown between Washington and South Knox. Larry Cochran's squad has just racked up wins. They haven't lost in the PAC conference in, what, over 2 years, right around there, and they are having another great season. Their lineup, for the most of the season, Sophia Hill at number one singles, Sarah Arthur and Emma Niehaus at the other singles, Ella Williams, Brooklyn Whitehead, Malia Thorne, Bria Eskew at the doubles teams. This is going to be a very, very competitive sectional. And like I say, I would look for it to come down between those two teams. Depending on how the bracket goes, could be earlier. But I think the winner is going to come out of the winner of that match whenever it happens. But good luck to both of those teams as well as the other competitors. You never know what can happen sectional time. Vincent's Lincoln, Vincent Gervais, and the Washington Catholic Cardinals are also in that sectional. Sectional 8 at Ligoti is going to be a dandy. Four-team sectional, and three of the four are just playing fantastic tennis. It's Paoli, and then it's Barrieve, Ligoti, and North Davies. Let's start with the Cougars. They've had a great season, 12-win season. It seemed like there for a while, Coach McBride was texting me her scores, and they won, it seemed like, every single day. Macy Alderson plays at their number one spot. Adeline Smith, number two. Faith Sexton, number three. And then their doubles teams, Emma Taylor, Malia Lonaker, Alexis Tolbert, and Madeline Britton. They are strong top to bottom, had a lot of 5-0, 4-1 wins this season, but so has some of the other teams. Barrieve, Tim Schwartz and Truber's team up there in those double digit in wins. They've had different lineups throughout the season. Bella Navarro, foreign exchange student, she's played great tennis. Briley Furman and Brenly Rollins. Listen, those kids have been in that lineup now, it seems like, for 10 years and had success at every level. Briley Furman's match last year in the sectional, I believe it got carried over to the next day, if I remember right, and it was just an absolute battle and fun to watch. If you've never been to a tennis sectional, let me tell you, especially when it's like that and it comes down to one match, boy, is it fun to watch. But Furman and Rollins have been in that lineup forever. I'd look for them to be real strong. Aniston Kelso, Shay Knepp, their number one doubles. Aniston Kelso been playing number one doubles since her freshman year. And then you've got Ava Graber, Anna Sward at the number two doubles. They're going to be very, very interesting to watch in this sectional. But Ligoti has another great year. Double-digit wins for the Lions as well. Macy Knepp, Lydia Hawkins, Camilla Wilson in the singles, Marley McAtee, Sophia Toy at number one doubles, Cora Consley and Carmen Wilson at number two doubles. I don't know. I would be afraid to pick this sectional, honestly. I know Barrieve, I believe, has won three in a row, but all of these teams are playing so well that it is going to be very interesting. So if you get a chance, make sure you go over and watch that tennis sectional. It's at Ligoti. We'll have the brackets when it's drawn
I believe it's Monday night that's going to be drawn, Monday or Tuesday, but I think it's Monday. And we'll have those brackets for you. And get over there and watch this tennis. It's going to be a fantastic postseason tournament. Now let's move on to softball. That starts on May 25th at 11 a.m. down at Sectional 31 in Southridge. That's a 3A sectional. Jasper and Washington got the byes. Game number one will be Vincent's Lincoln and Southridge. Winner of that will play the Wildcats. Game number two on the 25th, it's Gibson Southern and Princeton. Then the winner of that will play the next day against the Washington Hatchets. A very competitive sectional again. Vincent's Lincoln, to me, has kind of come out of nowhere this year, playing some really good softball. They were not picked in the fantasy draft early in the season, and all three of us wish that we had. So that starts on the 25th down at Southridge, and Washington will play the winner of Gibson Southern Princeton on the 26th. In the 2A sectional, that's sectional 47 at Sullivan. North Knox and West Vigo play on the 25th at 6 p.m., followed by South Knox and Eastern Green. The winner of the North Knox game will play Sullivan. Winner of the South Knox game will play Linton Stockton. So again, that's at sectional 47 in Sullivan. 1A sectional, it's going to take place at North Davies, sectional 62, at 6 p.m. on the 25th, and you can hear both of these games on Shake Broadcasting Sports. Orleans and Lagodi get together in game one, Bar Reeve and Shoals in game two. Winner of Orleans-Lagodi plays Vincennes Reve. Winner of Bar Reeve-Shoals plays North Davies. I'm going to, just based on the season, I'm going to say Bar Reeve's going to win that. Circle that game. May 26, 7:45, that North Davies Bar Reeve game should be a dandy. And then the championship is on the 27th. So good stuff in softball. Looking forward to the end of the season and then getting into tournament play. For baseball, let's start at sectional 31 in Jasper. It's a six-team sectional. On the 27th, Vincent's Lincoln will play Jasper, Princeton, Gibson, Southern get together in game two on the 27th. Those two winners will play each other. Getting a bye, so moving on to the semifinal, on the 29th, it's Washington and Southridge. And again, incredibly competitive sectional. Jasper's good. Vincent's Lincoln, although probably don't have the record that I thought they may have. You know, they've got a pitcher that is incredible. Same kid's ranked one of the best, if not the best catchers in the Midwest. So that should be a dandy. Vincent's Lincoln, shockingly, just shut out Jasper earlier this week. So anxious to see the result of that. Gibson Southern strong. And I'm telling you, Washington, especially when Alton Osby's on the mound, they can play with anybody. So that sectional is up for grabs. That's sectional 31 in Jasper. The 2A sectional, sectional 47 in Linton Stockton. Bar Reeve is in this one because of the IHSAA's mediocrity factor. They are bumped up, of course. South Knox will start things off on the 27th. They play Eastern Green. Then doubleheader on the 28th, North Knox, Linton, Stockton, Sullivan versus Bar Reeve. Those two winners will play on June 1st, as will the winner of South Knox, Eastern Green, faces West Vigo. And then the championship game is June 1st at 6 p.m. Hopefully, if the Vikings make that, you'll hear that one as well on the general. I got to think right now, Bar Reeve is the favorite, but I know Sullivan's playing some good baseball right now. They got a 17-3 record, so a tough matchup early for the Vikings. And then the 1A sectional, that's at Lagodi. Five teams there. Lagodi, North Davies, Orleans, Shoals, Vincennes, Reve. Again, another very competitive sectional. On the 27th, it'll be Lagodi and Vincennes, Reve. That's at 6 p.m. Of course, you can hear that one on Razor Radio Sports. Vincennes, Reve having a strong season. Lagodi's got it in them. They got to have one of those big hitting games because they can put up some runs. So to give Vincennes, Reve a run for their money, because Vincennes has been playing really well. Winner of that will play North Davies on the 29th, and then the winner of that one will play the winner of Orleans and Shoals in the championship game. I know the Cougs have been playing well, the Sample boys hitting homers, pitching one and two hitters, so they got it going. So good looking sectional here. Can't wait to see the results of that one. Track and field, let's start with the girls' sectional. That's sectional 31 at Princeton. It's Bar Reeve, Gibson Southern, North Davies, North Knox, Pike Central, Princeton Community, South Knox, Tecumseh, Vincent's Lincoln, Vincent's Reveille, Washington, Washington Catholic, and Wood Memorial. And then that girls' sectional will take place on May 19th. On May 21st, it's the boys' sectional, and that will take place at Princeton as well. Pretty much the same teams, Bar Eve, Gibson, North Davies, North Knox, Pike Central, Princeton, South Knox, Tecumseh, Vincent's Lincoln, Reveille, Washington, Washington Catholic, and Wood Memorial. So good luck to all those teams and individuals. I know we've had some records set this year for their respective schools, so looking forward to it. I wish there was an easier way to cover the track better than what I've figured out on the sports reports here, but I'm going to work on that for next year and figure out a better system, because there's just so many events, it's just hard to keep track of everything, but we're going to work on that for next year for sure. And then finally, the sectionals that are near and dear to my heart, the golf sectional. I had two kids that played high school golf, so I've walked a lot of miles watching them, and golf sectional, always a great day. Let's start sectional 22 at Vincent's Lincoln. There's 13 teams over there. That course takes place at Cypress Hills in Vincennes. Bar Eve, Gibson Southern, North Davies, North Knox, Pike Central, Princeton, South Knox, Tecumseh, Vincent's Lincoln, Vincent's Reveille, Washington, WC, and Wood Memorial. This is going to be a good one. Now, is Bar Eve the favorite? I would put them probably as the favorite. However, Washington has played well all year long as well, and they put up some good scores in some good fields. Do I think it's going to come down between those two teams? Yes, but there are some other teams that become a factor. And watch out, Kobe Lohider at North Davies, he's put up some really good scores. The Allen kid at South Knox has put up some good scores. So could be either, but I would watch Bar Reeve and Washington. You'll gauge. I look for both of them to get out of the sectional and make it back home here for the regional. Ligoti heads down to Jasper. That's at Sultan's Run. 14 teams there. That's Crawford County, Forest Park, Heritage Hills, Northeast Dubois, Jasper, Ligoti, Orleans, Paoli, Perry Central, Shoals, South Spencer, Southridge, Springs Valley, and Tell City. Jasper lost one of the best players in the state last year. I don't think they're going to be a runaway favorite by any means. This is a very competitive sectional. The Arvin kid for Ligoti has put up some great scores. So I would look for Ligoti to be a real factor in this one. And it would sure be nice if all the teams got back here to compete in the regional on the home course here. All right, that's going to do it for just a quick sneak peek at the sectionals that are coming up. I can't wait. Love tournament time, and we've got some teams that are going to make some real noise this season. And it all starts with the tennis sectional coming up this week. We'll be back on Fair Shake, going to talk a little PGA Championship. We did a spoken word segment on the Masters, and we're going to do it again with the PGA Championship. Just talk about some of the history and different things about that tournament. We'll do that when we come back on Fair Shake.
When the road was called up yonder, I hope you see me there. Listen to the world, it's where you came from. Listen to the world, it's where you came from.
Sharp Trailers in Elnora is stocked with a wide range of products coming in nearly every day. The lot is filling up, the parts showroom is full, and the shop is hustling. If you need a new trailer, parts, or service on your trailer, now's the time to call at 812-692-5288. Sharp Trailers has livestock, dump, utility, tilt, flatbed, and tons of cargo trailers in stock. Visit sharptrailers.com for more information.
Your internet should keep up with the way you need to use it. Whether you're watching your favorite show, uploading files, or running the smartest home in town, IntelliSign gives you fast, reliable internet backed by local people who are here when you need us. Simple plans, strong connection, service you can count on. Disclaimer, no calculator, spreadsheets, finger counting, advanced degrees, decoder rings, magnifying glasses, or Einstein level math required to understand your internet bill. Fees are not hiding in the bushes. Promotional fine print will not jump out 6 months later and scare your wallet. Honestly, that's pretty much it. IntelliSign, delivered by RTC. The difference is who answers.
Fantastic, amazing weekend specials all this weekend at El Mazatlan in the Washington Plaza on West National Highway. The $7.99 meal deal is back. Taco salads, only $7.99. Nacho Supreme, $7.99. Four enchilada supremes, $7.99. And all weekend, 99-cent margaritas to cool you down on the hot summer days. It's 99-cent margaritas, $7.99, taco salad, nacho supreme, and enchilada supremes all this weekend. El Mazatlan in the Washington Plaza on West National Highway.
Coming to Nashville, Indiana, legendary country music group Blackhawk, June 13th, live at the Brown County Music Center. An unforgettable night with Blackhawk, performing all of their timeless smash hits, live on stage at the Brown County Music Center, Saturday, June 13th. Get your tickets and all the information now at browncountymusiccenter.com. Don't you dare miss a night with Blackhawk, live in concert. We'll see you there.
Weather brought to you by A&R Home Center. They are stocked up and ready to help you repair your lawn and landscaping with mulch, topsoil, and potting soil, grass seed, fertilizer, and straw. Get the help you need to bring your lawn and landscaping back to life this spring. Shop A&R today.
Here's your forecast from the ABK Flooring Weather Center. Into the weekend we go. For today, we have a chance for rain and thunderstorms with gusty winds, highs at 82 degrees, chance for rain about 60%. Tonight, a 40% chance of more leftover showers with an overnight low at 66. Then sunny and warmer on Sunday, tomorrow's highs will reach 87. And a 40% chance for rain and thunderstorms back in Monday, temperatures at 88 degrees.
Get your fair shake. Saturday mornings with Brian Emmons. It's sports and more. Saturday mornings at 9:10 on Memories 107.9 WAMW.
Step out of the wreckage yet, my friend. Running over, step over side. Hanging on. Taking on. We won't lay that down.
Like we did for the Masters, we're going to do a little spoken word here on the PGA Championship. I've titled this The Working Man's Major. You know, every major championship in golf has its own personality. The Masters is elegance and tradition. It's azaleas, green jackets, and a soundtrack that almost feels too perfect to be real. The U.S. Open is golf's toughest exam. It's survival. It's golfers looking shell-shocked, walking off greens, shaking their heads because those greens resemble the tops of a kitchen table. The Open Championship is history in its purest form. Ancient Lynx golf. Wind coming sideways off the sea. Never know what the weather's going to be. You can almost feel 150 years of ghosts walking the fairway with the players. But the PGA Championship has always occupied a different place in the game. The PGA Championship has always felt like the major built by the working people. And maybe that's why I've grown to appreciate it even more as I've gotten a little older, especially now that my son Sam is a working Class A PGA professional. Because when you start seeing the golf world through that lens, you realize this championship was never originally about celebrity. It was about respect for the profession itself. The men and women teaching lessons all day. The assistant pro opening the shop before sunrise and probably closing it after it's dark. The teaching professional spending 8 hours fixing somebody's slice and then staying late to run the junior clinic. That's the DNA of this tournament. And I think sometimes golf fans forget just how important the PGA Championship really is to the history of professional golf in America. The tournament began in 1916. And that number alone is staggering when you really think about it. This championship existed before the NFL. Before the Masters, before television, before interstate highways.
The country was completely different, and the PGA Championship was born because a department store magnate named Rodman Wanamaker believed golf professionals deserved legitimacy and dignity. At the time, golf professionals weren't treated like stars. Most of them were viewed as employees. The rich amateurs were the celebrities of golf. The professionals worked for them. They taught lessons, cleaned clubs, managed tournaments, handled the day-to-day operations around country clubs. So the PGA of America was formed to elevate the profession, and the championship became the showcase event for those professionals. That's why the Wanamaker Trophy means so much. And honestly, I think it may be the most underrated trophy in sports. Everyone knows the Stanley Cup. Everybody knows the Lombardi Trophy. But the Wanamaker Trophy has this incredible old-world presence to it. It doesn't look modern. Doesn't look sleek. It looks enormous, complicated, heavy, almost ceremonial. Like something that belongs in a cathedral or a royal hall somewhere. It stands nearly 3 feet tall, weighs close to 30 pounds. When players lift it, it almost looks awkward because the thing is just so massive. You don't casually just hoist the Wanamaker Trophy over your shoulder. You kind of wrestle with it. And over the decades, that trophy has accumulated stories that almost feel too ridiculous to be true. The most famous story is one that involves Walter Hagen. Now, Hagen was golf's first true American superstar. He had swagger decades before athletes were really allowed to have swagger. He wore expensive suits. He arrived in limousines, lived like a celebrity. And after winning the PGA Championship in the 1920s, the story goes that Hagen misplaced the Wanamaker Trophy after leaving it with a taxi driver. Imagine losing one of the most recognizable trophies in sports history because you forgot where you put it after a party. He kept the loss of the trophy a secret for 3 years until he failed to defend his title in 1928. Then he had to admit it was missing, and they eventually found it in a warehouse in Detroit, Michigan. That story somehow perfectly fits the PGA Championship, because this tournament has always had a little more personality and unpredictability than the others. The early years of the PGA Championship were match play, and honestly, part of me kind of wishes they never changed it. Because match play creates tension unlike anything else in golf. You're not just competing against a golf course, you're staring directly into another human being's eyes and trying to break his will hole by hole. Walter Hagen dominated that format. Gene Sarazen became a legend there. Byron Nelson, Sam Snead, Ben Hogan. The PGA Championship helped build the mythology of the American professional golf. Then eventually the tournament transitioned into stroke play in 1958, which helped modernize the event and made television coverage much easier. But even as the event evolved, it never lost its connection to PGA professionals. To this day, 20 club professionals still qualify for the field every year. And honestly, that remains one of the coolest traditions in sports. Because somewhere in the field every year is a guy who spent Tuesday morning teaching a retiree how to chip. Or attempting to. And by Thursday afternoon, he's teeing off alongside the best players on earth. And to me, that's pretty remarkable. And then eventually came Tiger Woods. And you really cannot tell the modern history of the PGA Championship without understanding Tiger's relationship to this event. Tiger won the championship 4 times. But honestly, his impact goes beyond the trophies. Tiger transformed the energy of this championship. The 99 PGA at Medina, and I was there. That was one of the first times people fully realized Tiger wasn't just another great golfer. The electricity in that place was just unbelievable. He was becoming something larger than the sport itself. The gallery sounded different when Tiger played. The pressure felt different. Even television coverage changed when Tiger was in contention. Then came Valhalla in 2000 against Bob May. And younger fans may not fully appreciate just how electric that tournament was. Tiger was already becoming dominant, but Bob May played out of his mind for four straight days and refused to back down. The crowds were enormous and the roars echoed everywhere. Every shot felt monumental. Tiger survived in a playoff. That championship almost felt symbolic because it represented the moment Tiger stopped merely winning tournaments and started overwhelming the entire sport psychologically. Players began arriving already half-beaten, knowing Tiger was in the field. Then came Southern Hills in 2007, Oak Hill in 2013. Tiger's presence elevated the stature of the PGA Championship because he brought drama and intimidation everywhere he went. And unlike Augusta, where tradition often softens the atmosphere, the PGA Championship crowd's voice felt louder and more combustible when Tiger was involved. You could feel the momentum shift across the entire golf course when he made a birdie. But one thing I've always appreciated about the PGA Championship is that despite all the superstars, the tournament still leaves some room for unlikely stories. We'll never, ever forget John Daly arriving as the ninth alternate at Crooked Stick and somehow winning. That walk down 18, pumping his arms at a crowd going crazy, was just one of the great moments in sports. Rich Beam staring down Tiger Woods. Y.E. Yang becoming the first player to ever beat Tiger in a major when Tiger held the 54-hole lead. Sean McKeel becoming immortal for just 1 week at Oak Hill. There's something about this championship that feels slightly more open to chaos than the others, and I mean that in the best possible way. Because golf history should not belong exclusively to the predictable names. Sometimes sports are at their best when somebody ordinary catches lightning for 4 days and changes his life forever. And maybe that's why I've connected with this tournament more over the years, especially now with Sam entering the profession. Because when you watch the PGA Championship through that perspective, you stop seeing only fame and money. You start seeing the profession behind the sport. The people who genuinely love golf to build their lives around it. The instructors. The assistant pros. The grinders. The club professionals who keep the game alive at the local level all across this country. This championship was built for them. And more than a century later, through all the changes in golf, you can still feel that thread running through the tournament. That's what makes the PGA Championship special. Not just the winners, not just the trophies, but the idea that somewhere inside all that history and prestige, the soul of the event still belongs to the working golf professionals. And honestly, I think that's worth celebrating. Hope you enjoyed our retrospective on the PGA Championship. Thank you to everybody that had a part in today's show, especially our sponsors. We absolutely could not do this without them, and we appreciate their support. Yep, all the hard work he does every single week on this show is very much appreciated. And happy birthday to today's guest, Old School Mook. He's a big part of this show and, well, a big part of my life, and I wish him the very, very happiest of birthdays. But most importantly, thank you. There's a whole lot of things you could be doing on this Saturday, and we appreciate you giving us a fair shake. We'll talk to you next week, everybody.